I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Deuteronomy 30. How wonderful it is to know that God's word is true, that he keeps his promises, and that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen to these promises. If we return to the Lord with all our hearts, then the Lord our God will restore us. Verses 2 and 3. If your outcasts are at the ends of the earth, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you back. Verse 4. We are never too far from God that he can't bring us back. Verse 6 says, moreover, the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul in order that you may live. He does the necessary work in our hearts that we can love him. And if you obey again, verse 9, the Lord will again rejoice over you for good. Our loving, awesome, merciful God sees us in our rebellion and disobedience and desires to restore us, bless us, and bring us home again. And not just us, but our children and our grandchildren too. Praise the Lord for his kindness. Verse 11, for this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of your reach. It is not in heaven or beyond the sea. But the word of the Lord is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may observe it. As Jesus said, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. He sets before us the way of life and blessing. He gives us the help to obey. He wants us to choose life. According to verses 19 and 20, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life and the length of your days. The Lord our God reaches out his hands to us and calls us to run into his arms. Like the prodigal son, all we have to do is come to our senses and run home. It is returning to the one who made us and who loves us, the one who wants to bless us and multiply us and to give us life. He wants to rejoice over us. How great is that? Even if we have not forsaken him, we can be encouraged to move closer to our wonderful Father, who is the Lord our God, to once again declare that we choose to obey and follow his word, that we desire to know him more and to love him with all our heart and soul, and to commit ourselves to obey his voice and seek his will in all we do and say. Thank you, Father, for you have given to us such great and precious promises. We declare our love for you and cling to you. Circumcise our hearts and the hearts of our children and grandchildren to truly love you with all our hearts and souls. May we never forsake you. We long for the day when we will see you face to face and know you perfectly. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, caccma.org.